北京市石景山区2014年初三英语统一练习暨毕业考试听力测试。一、听对话，选择与对话内容相符的图片，每段对话听两遍。
1. Hi, Peter. I like that T-shirt. Where did you get it?
I got it free at the music shop.
Hi, Peter. I like that T-shirt. Where did you get it?
I got it free at the music shop.
2. How far is it to the beach, please?
About 5 minutes in the car.
How far is it to the beach, please?
About 5 minutes in the car.
3. I've lost my dog. Have you seen it anywhere?
I saw a dog under that tree earlier on.
I've lost my dog. Have you seen it anywhere?
I saw a dog under that tree earlier on.
4. Are you going to play football this afternoon, Tim?
No, I'm going to play basketball with my friend.
Are you going to play football this afternoon, Tim?
No, I'm going to play basketball with my friend.
二，听对话或独白，根据对话和独白的内容，选择正确答案。每段对话或独白，听两遍。请听一段对话，完成第五至第六小题。
How many people are coming to the party, Betty?
7. Actually, I invited 12, but only 7 are coming now.
What present have you bought Mary? It's her birthday, isn't it?
No, it's Lily's birthday. I've got her a video about tennis. She plays for the school tennis team now.
Cool. What time will the party start?
I've asked everyone to come at 6:30. Don't be late.
How many people are coming to the party, Betty?
7. Actually, I invited 12, but only 7 are coming now.
What present have you bought Mary? It's her birthday, isn't it?
No, it's Lily's birthday. I've got her a video about tennis. She plays for the school tennis team now.
Cool. What time will the party start?
I've asked everyone to come at 6:30. Don't be late.
请听一段对话，完成第七至第八小题。
Hello.
Hello, Dad. It's me, Kate.
Kate, how are you?
I'm fine, but still a little tired.
I can imagine. What's work like?
Not bad. The company is quite big, and everybody's been so helpful.
Do you like the city?
New York is such a big, busy city. It's quite different from Brighton.
I know. Big cities can seem a little strange at first. Where are you living?
Well, I find a small apartment, and it's close to work.
Sounds good. Hope you'll enjoy yourself there. Hello?
Hello, Dad. It's me, Kate.
Kate, how are you?
I'm fine, but still a little tired.
I can imagine. What's work like?
Not bad. The company is quite big, and everybody's been so helpful.
Do you like the city?
New York is such a big, busy city. It's quite different from Brighton.
I know. Big cities can seem a little strange at first. Where are you living?
Well, I find a small apartment, and it's close to work.
Sounds good. Hope you'll enjoy yourself there.
This morning, I'm talking with a very generous young man, Jimmy, the bike boy. Good morning, Jimmy.
Good morning.
So, Jimmy, tell our listeners what you do.
Well, I find or buy old bikes that nobody wants. Then I fix up the bikes and give them away to kids who don't have enough money to buy their own bikes.
That's fantastic. What gave you the idea?
I guess I take after my father. He's always helping people.
Wow. Your parents must be very proud of you.
I guess so. But now I've run out of money to buy old bikes.
Oh, that's too bad.
Yeah, I need to come up with some ways of getting money, or I'll have to stop.
This morning, I'm talking with a very generous young man, Jimmy, the bike boy. Good morning, Jimmy.
Good morning.
So, Jimmy, tell our listeners what you do.
Well, I find or buy old bikes that nobody wants. Then I fix up the bikes and give them away to kids who don't have enough money to buy their own bikes.
That's fantastic. What gave you the idea?
I guess I take after my father. He's always helping people.
Wow. Your parents must be very proud of you.
I guess so. But now I've run out of money to buy old bikes.
Oh, that's too bad.
Yeah, I need to come up with some ways of getting money, or I'll have to stop.
Good morning, swim shop. Kevin speaking. How can I help you?
Hello. I've got your catalog here, and I'd like some information. Can you give me some prices?
Of course. Please, tell me the page number you're looking at.
Okay. The first thing is on page 15, and it's the Maru swimming suit.
Okay. The small and medium sizes are $22, and the large one is $26.
Right. I'd like to order the blue one, please. Size small.
Fine. Have you got more things to order?
Yes. I'd like some pool shoes for water sports. They're on page 77. How much are they?
Well,
They are $16, but now they're only $9. What shoe size are you?
I'm a 6.
Let me check. Yes, we've just got a blue pair in that size.
Blue? Great. Well, that's all I need. My name and address is...
Good morning, Swim Shop. Kevin speaking. How can I help you?
Hello. I've got your catalog here, and I'd like some information. Can you give me some prices?
Of course. Please, tell me the page number you're looking at.
Okay. The first thing is on page 15, and it's the Maru swimming suit.
Okay. The small and medium sizes are $22, and the large one is $26.
Right. I'd like to order the blue one, please. Size small.
Fine. Have you got more things to order?
Yes. I'd like some pool shoes for water sports. They're on page 77. How much are they?
Well, they are $16, but now they're only $9. What shoe size are you?
I'm a 6.
Let me check. Yes, we've just got a blue pair in that size.
Blue? Great. Well, that's all I need. My name and address is...
People
always ask me why I only travel the hard way. A lot of television travel programs are about relaxing holidays on the beach, but I've only ever made programs about really long trips. The last trip I did was a 50,000-mile journey around the Pacific Ocean, and it took 12 months. But my very first trip was a round-the-world journey, and the most difficult one was probably the car journey from the North Pole to the South Pole. As you can imagine, I've seen a lot of the world. I'm lucky to be in really excellent health, but life is very short, and I've done so much traveling that I want a change. Traveling long distances makes you very tired, and although it's still a great pleasure for me, I want to do something more relaxing now. I think my next television series might be made nearer England. There's some really interesting work going on in Wales, where they've just found what remains of a 2,000-year-old town. But I hope the programs I've made about the really long trips will encourage other people to get on a plane and have some adventures. Some people seem to be afraid to going to a strange country, and perhaps being ill there, but maybe they realize now that if I can do these trips, so can they. People always ask me why I only travel the hard way. A lot of television travel programs are about relaxing holidays on the beach, but I've only ever made programs about really long trips. The last trip I did was a 50,000-mile journey around the Pacific Ocean, and it took 12 months, but my very first trip was a round-the-world journey, and the most difficult one was probably the car journey from the North Pole to the South Pole. As you can imagine, I've seen a lot of the world. I'm lucky to be in really excellent health, but life is very short, and I've done so much traveling that I want a change. Traveling long distances makes you very tired, and although it's still a great pleasure for me, I want to do something more relaxing now. I think my next television series might be made nearer England. There's some really interesting work going on in Wales, where they've just found what remains of a 2,000-year-old town. But I hope the programs I've made about the really long trips will encourage other people to get on a plane and have some adventures. Some people seem to be afraid to going to a strange country and perhaps being ill there, but maybe they realize now that if I can do these trips, so can they.
三，听对话，记录关键信息。对话读两遍，请根据所听到的对话内容和卡片上的提示词语，将所缺的关键信息填写在下面卡片中的相应位置上。
Dudley College.
Oh, hello.Could you tell me about your holiday English courses, please?
Yes, they're in our college in Oxford.
It's for my friend's daughter. She's 15 and comes from Japan.
Fine. Our holiday courses are for teenagers. We take students over 12 years old.
Oh, good. How long is the course?
It begins on the 11th of July.And finishes on the 29th.
That's 3 weeks, isn't it? Do the students live in the college?
Not on these courses. We put the teenagers with English families in their homes. Our teachers think it's better. That way, they speak more English and learn about English life.
Good idea. How much does the course cost?
It's £695. That's for everything.
And where exactly is the college?
It's in Farley Street.
How do you spell that?
That's F-A-R-L-E-Y, Farley.
Thanks. Could you send me a booking form?
Certainly. What's your name? Dudley College.
Oh, hello. Could you tell me about your holiday English courses, please?
Yes, they're in our college in Oxford.
It's for my friend's daughter. She's 15 and comes from Japan.
Fine. Our holiday courses are for teenagers. We take students over 12 years old.
Oh, good. How long is the course?
It begins on the 11th of July and finishes on the 29th.
That's 3 weeks, isn't it? Do the students live in the college?
Not on these courses. We put the teenagers with English families in their homes. Our teachers think it's better. That way, they speak more English and learn about English life.
Good idea.How much does the course cost?
It's £695. That's for everything.
And where exactly is the college?
It's in Farley Street.
How do you spell that?
That's F-A-R-L-E-Y, Farley.
Thanks. Could you send me a booking form?
Certainly. What's your name?
听力测试到此结束，请同学们 继续完成其他试题。